It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sulp. Three things to know today. Challenges ahead for CISA as the GAO calls for improved cybersecurity workforce and collaboration. AI's potential to transform workplace dynamics and foster better employee relations, according to HP. And the reality of AI in fast food, a closer look at the challenges beyond the hype. This is the Business of Tech. This episode sponsored by Skykick, new sponsor for MSP Radio. Skykick has been helping over 30,000 MSPs for the past 10 years be more successful in the cloud, migrating, protecting, securing, and managing their Microsoft 365 customers. A highlight in their offerings is their Microsoft 365 data protection solution, Cloud Backup. They've recently enhanced it with a new feature called Smart Insights. This feature delivers visual insights, empowering partners to engage more efficiently with customers on Microsoft 365 data protection. And MSP Radio listeners get a special offer. Get a free 2M365 email migration for a customer when you bundle it with backup. Visit skykick.com/MSP Radio to learn details. If you missed it last week, there was a tech call-out in the State of the Union address. President Joe Biden called for banning AI voice impersonations in his address, aiming to protect people from the misuse of the technology. The Federal Communications Commission has already made AI-generated voices in robocalls illegal. This move does not cover all contexts at the federal level. So, while we're talking legislation, Oregon has passed an expansive right to repair law, becoming the fourth state to do so. The legislation requires manufacturers to provide consumers access to tools, parts, and manuals for repairing their electronic devices. The law goes further than other states' laws, triggering objections from tech companies like Apple. Advocates believe the law will make repairs more accessible and cheaper for consumers, while opponents argue it may compromise device security and safety and could lead to legal challenges. The Federal Highway Administration is seeking public comments on its proposal to adopt the Cybersecurity Evaluation Tool developed by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. The tool would help transportation authorities address cyber incidents and meet the requirements of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The FHWA believes leveraging CISA's expertise is more appropriate than creating a separate tool and will continue collaborating with other federal agencies to develop cybersecurity tools for highway-related equities. Speaking of CISA, the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, has reported that CISA lacks sufficient staff with the necessary skills to handle risks to operational technology. OT systems are crucial to critical infrastructure and are vulnerable to cyber attacks. The GAO spoke with CISA officials and non-federal entities who highlighted challenges in working with CISA and a lack of timely information sharing. The GAO offered recommendations to CISA, including measuring customer service, effective workforce planning, issuing guidance to sector risk management agencies, and developing a policy on collaboration with these agencies. Why do we care? We're going to wrestle with questions like, do you own your voice as AI gets regulated? I anticipate it will. And we're watching CISA's work get adopted. This is good news. Industries may need to engage more directly with policymakers to ensure that cybersecurity regulations and support structures meet their specific needs, and frankly, ensure funding for initiatives that the industry depends on. If you believe in cybersecurity is the big opportunity, you want there to be policy and regulation that requires it. And transitioning, according to Gartner, less than 25% of government organizations will have citizen-facing services powered by AI by 2027. Governments are hesitant due to concerns about empathy in service delivery and meeting community expectations. Risk and uncertainty, as well as a lack of traditional controls, are slowing down the adoption of AI at scale. HP's Work Relationship Index reveals that artificial intelligence can potentially improve relationships with work. The study shows a strain in the relationship between individuals and work, but AI is seen as a key to unlocking better relationships. Business leaders must educate employees on AI's potential and guide its integration to foster understanding and acceptance. The survey also highlights the need for upskilling initiatives to empower the workforce to embrace AI technologies. And I want to go over four studies. A recent study from the Technical University of Denmark suggests that ChatGPT exhibits significant gender biases, associating women with certain professions and activities, linking men to others. An experiment conducted by Bloomberg found evidence of gender and racial bias in OpenAI's GPT 3.5 and GPT 4 models when ranking resumes for different job descriptions. The study revealed unequal treatment and adverse impact on specific demographic groups, highlighting concerns about discrimination in AI-powered hiring systems. AI models tested on election-related queries showed high rates of inaccuracy, harmfulness, and incompleteness, according to expert raters. Google's Gemini, Mistral's Mixtral, and Meta's Llama 2 had the highest inaccuracy rates, while OpenAI's GPT-4 was the most reliable. IBM's use of Adobe's AI tools in marketing campaigns has resulted in productivity improvements, with a tenfold increase in designer productivity. The tools, which generate images from text-based prompts, allowed IBM designers to generate ideas quickly and create variants for different parts of campaigns. Why do we care? Despite my enthusiasm for AI, the data says we do have a ways to go. Organizations should foster an AI-positive culture that emphasizes AI as a tool, enhancing productivity, creativity, and job satisfaction. Upskilling and reskilling programs are essential to prepare the workforce for AI integration, ensuring employees feel empowered rather than threatened by AI. There's work to be done on addressing bias and keeping humans in the loop, which we'll get to more in a moment. So let's do some use cases. Remember the AI fast food stories from a few months ago, tying the tools and trying them out in drive-thrus? Well, from Gizmodo, Presto Automation, a company supplying AI solutions to fast food chains, is facing financial struggles and losing some of its biggest clients. While AI voice recognition technology has been implemented in drive-thru lanes, it still requires human involvement for order input and accuracy. Other chains have also tested AI voice recognition with mixed results. And from Axios, a new tool called Writable, which uses ChatGPT to help grade student writing assignments and is being widely offered to teachers in grades 3 through 12. Teachers have been using ChatGPT to grade papers, but now schools are sanctioning and encouraging its use. Writable, purchased by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, allows teachers to submit essays to ChatGPT for AI-generated feedback, which is reviewed and tweaked before being sent to students. Why do we care? Human in the loop remains the guiding principle. Successes are coming in implementations that remember this. I'll highlight that Writable's own guidance is to use the tool to accelerate teachers, not replace them. It's crucial to validate AI-generated feedback for accuracy and appropriateness, integrating these tools into a framework that values critical thinking and personal engagement, all of which are services opportunities. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio and get shout-outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Girl Scout Day, and it's also National Organize Your Home Office Day. I don't think you want to get a Girl Scout to organize your office. Have a question you want answered? We're taking listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@MSPradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn, this week, 3 p.m. Got a question or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.